Okay, now consider this. A lone figure, knee-deep in a creek, bent over a metal pan, sifting through dirt and gravel in search of gold. No, not a scene from the 1800s. It's California, today, during what some are calling Gold Rush 2.0.
Since our big rains this summer, the rivers and the creeks have really flooded and brought a lot of new material off the banks into the river, which has made kind of like a little gold rush going on here.
That's Albert Fausel. He owns a hardware store in Placerville and sells equipment for searching for precious metals.
I've got people from New York coming over. I've got people from San Francisco just taking a day trip up here. People from even Idaho coming down here.
These conditions for prospecting gold are like nothing Nick Preblick has seen before.
What it used to be like, we'd have to dig for a lot longer just to get down to the gold. Right now, we're able to get down to where the gold is real easy without even digging hardly at all.
Preblick's family has been gold mining for generations. He spoke to us while he was out at Woods Creek near Jamestown, California.
Sitting here looking at the creek right now, it's real peaceful, you know, just to hear the running water. You know, it's kind of meditative at the same time. It is a lot like fishing. It's a mixture between fishing and playing a slot machine, you know, because you could hit some money just all of a sudden, too.
Preblick is known to his friends as Nugget Nick. He says he hits the jackpot a lot, as recently as last weekend.
I found about $250 worth of gold. I was out here all day, but I might have done a couple hours worth of digging the whole time. That's $125 an hour. That's a pretty good wage.
Nugget Nick also teaches people to pan for gold, though he says it's not the way to get rich quick.
The thing about doing it for a living is that if you don't find gold that day or enough that month, how are you going to pay all your bills? It's a much better hobby. If you're counting just on the gold to pay your bills, I wouldn't count on that.
Hardware store owner Albert Fausel agrees, but says some people do get lucky.
I'd say you're joining a lot of people, and it's tough out there. It's not as easy as it looks, but some people do get lucky on their first try, and I think you could, you know, find that pocket of gold, or you could hit that vein. Or you could even maybe hit some, you know, lost artifact, like a $20 gold piece that a miner dropped out of his pocket.
Hey, as long as I can turn that gold piece into a chain, it'd be worth it.